is one of those weekends when the movie companies kind of decided not to go up in competition against any movies that were like their own. And, you know, so you're getting kind of a niche market for each new release. You've got the market for the comic book movies. That, of course, is Green Lantern. That's expected to be the big draw this weekend. Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively. And then there's the kid movie, Mr. Popper's Penguins. Again, a big draw for the under 10 crowd, perhaps. Jim Carrey, Angela Lansbury. And then there's those who go to independent films, the more arty crowd, and that they might go to see The Tree of Life, which stars Brad Pitt. But maybe those all sound good for you, although that would be surprising. And then we've got Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer to tell you which one you might choose. Again, they are co-host the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Rafer's a film critic for Newsday. Kristen, cultural producer for the Takeaway. Let's start with the Green Lantern, because this is supposed to be the big money maker this weekend. And you know, you both... You know, comic book movies are hit and miss with you two. I mean, sometimes you really like them, and sometimes you just can't stand them.
Usually,
so yeah. I would say the bar's pretty high for comic book movies. Did this one make it?
Personally, I thought this was one of the worst that I've seen in a long time.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color, though? Green.
My favorite. I guess I prefer green,
yeah,
as opposed to yellow.
They could have had
you. Didn't like
they
the Hulk either.
You know, I think it really seems like the wheels are sort of falling off this genre. I mean, I just feel like the movies are getting progressively sloppier, louder, more poorly written. The characters
are
becoming very derivative. And I feel like we're kind of drilling down into sort of the C and D grade heroes at this point. You know, we've already sort of skimmed the cream off of the good stuff with Batman and, you know, Spider-Man, and now
Mr. Clean. That would be a good
one.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, you might see Mr. Clean.
Right. Ignore that diss on Green Lantern, who was one of my comic book favorites.
Was he one of your favorites? Well,
but let me ask you, Kristen, you felt the same way?
I agree. I can't believe it. I agree with
you.
So, it was awful. As the movie was happening, I just thought, this can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. And then suddenly you would see something like this live action and animation melding that was so unsophisticated. And
yeah, some very bad effects.
It was awful. Actually, Jay, our director, pulled some sound of it. Something that was similar.
Swift and sly and a playing it cool with my homegirl, Paula.
Okay, so this is DJ Scat Cat and
yes,
Paula Abdul in their Opposites Attract video.
You're comparing the animation in Green Lantern to this awful video from Paula Abdul.
It was more convincing in the video. That's how bad this movie was. It was that bad.
Yeah, some of it's really bad. Some of the characters, their heads sort of, it looks like almost like stop motion from the 60s, like those old Ray Harryhausen movies.
Yeah.
It's really,
it was awful.
It's pretty bad.
Maybe they're trying to harken back to the very original comic book. Okay,
right.
We're going to leave Green Lantern on the cutting board then, wishing the movie makers had made the same. But Mr. Popper's Penguins, and Rafer, I'm told that you went to go see this. This stars Jim Carrey, and this is based on a very, very popular and beloved children's book. How well did they bring it to the movies?
I'm going to say it has pretty much no relation to the book whatsoever, except in name. I mean, there's almost nothing similar from the book at all.
That's too bad.
I mean, Jim Carrey plays this very wealthy real estate agent in Manhattan. He's got an ex-wife. He's got two kids.
What?
Yeah, it's an entirely different. The name, really, it's just the name.
It's a bait and switch.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I think they sort of modernized it a little bit beyond recognition.
All right, but is it a good movie?
You know, I actually kind of liked it, and I'm not even a Jim Carrey fan, but he's actually, it's nice to see him in a role like this because he brings a little bit of edge to what would otherwise be kind of a sappy, toothless kids movie, you know? So it's kind of fun to watch him ad lib. And, you know, one of my favorite points is there's always a point in the kid movie where there's the last minute speech at the press conference,
right,
and, you know, blah, blah. And Jim Carrey turns it into political satire. And it's very funny, you know, and he does things like that throughout the movie.
All right, so what age of kid is this movie aimed at?
I mean, I think it's going to be aimed at sort of your 10 and below, like you say.
Yeah.
But I think if you're the adult trapped with them, you want something that's going to make you laugh as well. And I think this one would pull you through.
All right. So Rafer and Kristen, both of you, here's this The Tree of Life, which was highly anticipated. But I'm told it got booed at the film festival in Cannes.
Cannes, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes.
French people booing.
But
Brad Pitt and Sean Penn.
They gave it the award anyway.
It still won the Palme d'Or.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which kind of tells
Terrence
you about
Malick
what it's like at
fantastic.
Cannes.
Right.
He's a hero.
Hazed it.
I disagree with you, John.
He's
tiresome and awful.
He's fantastic, though.
All right.
He's a genius.
Kristen, Tree of Life, tiresome and awful. Rafer? He is staring at Kristen in disbelief.
No, it's I'm going to call this a vegetable movie. It's tiresome and awesome, but and awful. But you should see it anyway. It's fascinating.
Why?
It's beautifully filmed.
Wait. It's awful. Go see it.
I mean,
you see Thin Green Line.
Yeah. I mean,
which had its tiresome moments, but it was so just extraordinarily poetic and beautiful. I mean, Malick is just a one of a kind.
That's what this one is like. It's poetic. It's beautiful. It's ruminative. It's profound.
But he's not making any Forrest Gumps. That's for sure.
No, but the movie is also preposterous. You know, my father asked me if he should go see it because it's got Brad Pitt and Sean Penn, and I said sure. Just be aware that people don't speak. The dialogue is mostly in prayer, and also it features dinosaurs.
As soon as the dinosaurs appear, no.
It's going to turn a lot of people off, I think.
I
was actually told by one of my friends who went to see it that she sometimes said it was so self-consciously pompous. Like, she felt it was really aware of itself and its need to be serious.
I completely agree with that.
And it's Thin Red Line. And it's trying to hit you over the head.
It's trying to hit you over the head repeatedly with this point that life is, it's a full tree, it's a circle, it's not just us, it's the universe, it's what came before us. And you kind of get that point in the first 15 minutes. So I think if you stay for 15 minutes and then you leave, it's fine.
You could leave.
And then you can leave. That's totally fine.
Rafer, do you think 15 minutes of this movie is enough?
No, because I actually think the first half hour is the most insufferable. And then I think after that, the film gets sort of more and more like this kind of beautiful hymn with these beautiful close-ups. And it's so rich.
You're not interesting the Buddhist on our staff with this movie.
It sounds like you guys are saying avoid the movies this weekend. But let me ask you our trivia question here. Hal Jordan, the test pilot, is the character that Ryan Reynolds plays in the new movie. He becomes Green Lantern. But in the classic comic book series, the original Green Lantern was not Hal Jordan. Who was it, and what did he do for a living?
There are like 50 Green Lanterns.
And they
kept replacing them and replacing them.
One of the first to have an African American. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. One of the first.
I plead ignorance. I have no idea who the
first one was.
Any
idea, Kristen?
Sidney
Poitier.
I'll say Jimmy the staff photographer.
Yeah, a nice guess. Nice stab in the dark. I'm going to go with Alan Scott. He was a railroad engineer. They were heroes at the time.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's beyond trivia.
Well, the Green Lantern came from a railroad engineer's lantern.
Listen, our listener, Jose in San Juan, Puerto Rico, got it right on Facebook.
Wow.
So
wow.
Another comic book reader.
Very cool.
Thanks. That's Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, our Takeaway Culture producer. They are both co-hosts of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. You can actually download that at our website, thetakeaway.org, or on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hollywood starts summer early. So do we. On The Takeaway, we're looking ahead for the official start of the season with you. We got a new assignment for you with our iPhone app. What signifies summer to you? We want your photos, videos, audio of the things that define summer. Give us your sort of summer patio experience or on the road. Find more at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.